for stargazing. Life goes on, I need all my babies.
Woke up looking for the broccoli. High key, keep a horn on me. That could my CIP. Ownership, the blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off, I get off at my feet.
What's up, Hobbits? Welcome to episode 3, season 2, live episode number 2. We're in the booth with Q, Hato, and producer P. What a great week 2, guys. How much fun was that week 2? Way better than week 1, in my opinion. And Noah's Ark parlay killed. All of our plays really did kill. The Dingle parlay, or the Dingle pick, and the Rattler pick is one that came up short for Murray. So we can briefly recap and then get into this week's pick. So we'll start with Hayden. And let's check in on our Dingletonian. Lots of people, lots of comments on our Twitter about Hayden's Dingletonian friend. So Hayden, Hayden.
Yeah. I mean, it hit. That was my biggest concern because I was so fiscally invested that, I mean, I would have been scrounging for scraps.
No one talks about units, but what kind of exposure did we have?
No, we don't talk dollars.
Dollars.
We talk unit.
I could have flown 4/5 of the way to Dingle with what I had on this game. I could have gotten just by the commode in the back, but still playing nonetheless. I could have gotten so close to Europe, but I would have been like dropped off, kicked out over the Atlantic.
I guess it depends on the airline, and there's lots of different factors there. So
there's only one flight to Dingle.
Dingle Air?
Yeah. So I was pretty invested, but it hit, and I've been living like, not a king, but a prince ever since.
Do you cash out, or do you leave it in and play with it?
Oh, no, play. You got to – it just gets reinvested.
But here's a – maybe this would give us more context as to how much it was. Would you have to file any tax return if you pulled it out?
Yeah, luckily the app now withdraws taxes once you withdraw. But yeah, they would have had to hold some for their Uncle Sam.
Congrats.
I had one thing on the Dingle topic.
We're just getting started.
So I was watching the Vandy South Carolina game.
Yeah.
As one does on a Saturday night. But
he can't stop himself.
South Carolina's first offensive series. Guess who catches a 30-yard pass? Wait. Last name Dingle.
No.
I was like, oh no. I almost bet against this right then and there.
Boy, The Gamecocks have a Dingle? The Cocks have a Dingle?
First catch was by a guy last name Dingle.
We know his first name?
No.
That's not the Dingle.
Wow. A Dingle.
Wow. On the back of the jersey. Cox and Dingle.
The Cox have a Dingle. That's something to monitor for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Now I'm kind of on the fade Dingle train.
Ooh. Well, that must be because you have inside scoop on how she responded to the email.
Good recap. Can we recap? For those of you who are new to Not a Hobby, last week we got a little bit of an insight into Hato's personal life, his love life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to – 2-minute drill. A saleswoman came into his office. They brushed shoulders. It was love at first sight for one of them. he fished her business card out of the fishbowl at the front desk, emailed her, said, give me everything you were selling. Also, let's go on a date.
Yes.
Okay. And that's, I think, where we left it.
Okay. And that's where I'll pick up. She responded courteously and said that date and time for the date, I will not be in town. I'll not be in Austin. I'll be in New York visiting my sister. I'm not going to fact check her on that. But between the four of us and our, you know, the privacy, the trustery of our listeners, I feel like she's going to be at home in Austin. She just said that.
And you'll also be in Austin.
I didn't pry. I just kind of like left it at that.
Okay. We found her on Instagram. And
I don't think y'all did.
I found someone.
There's a lot of – she has a common Irish name.
Well, it was hard spelling. And
the phonetics over there are a mouthful.
Yeah. That's the kind that – it's something to get used to. But I will say that I think I saw a Palestinian flag in the profile picture.
In the side of the actual picture itself? In the bio? May have just been flying no face. Maybe dual citizen.
Whoa. You
can't jump to conclusions.
Ireland, Palestine, and American?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I'll say this. I'm not downtrodden about it. I feel like the theme for me, the first two episodes, is I've used inspiration from someone else, a Timothy Chalamet quote. So now I'm gonna provide the inspiration.
Well,
so I'm using her terrible response to my email, and I'm applying it to the board.
Sure.
You like that?
Well, it worked for you too. I mean, the 10-unit launch.
10-unit launch. I can now get just on the cusp of Europe.
Via airfare. Let's get there.
Let's not go to Ireland. So what I'm doing, I'll ask y'all, if number one on the depth chart can't go, where do we go?
I would think number two.
The backup.
I'm going to let y'all know there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 backup quarterbacks.
Yeah, week two was a tough one for the starting quarterbacks.
Week three. So we have 5 backups. And look, first string doesn't mean the best.
Jameis will tell you that, yeah. He's better than 31 other quarterbacks.
And so, 1A, I learned that first string doesn't always bring you the championship. 1B, first string isn't always the young, hot Jackson Dart. Sometimes it's the journeyman. It's the Jameis Winston.
Wow.
So, I don't know if we're using the parallels here. Maybe digging up some old graves.
Whoa.
Seeing someone that's Polonius has been there before. So we got options.
Okay.
And so I'm going to number 2 on the depth chart.
Seamless transition.
First play, Commanders -3.5 versus the Raiders. Marcus Mariota in for the injured Jaden Daniels.
Wow, he's really starting. I didn't know he was still a professional football player.
And he's getting 3.5 points.
I thought he was in some accounting firm somewhere.
No, Mariota is alive and well. Commanders -3.5. Cash it.
Okay, fun pick. Awesome pick. Great transition. Murray or Q, let's go over to you. What's your pick last week?
Was the Rattler.
It was the Rattler.
Yeah. So
tell us about the Rattler.
Yeah. So last week I got rattled, so I took the Rattler.
What rattled you?
I just
an X Fling.
An X Fling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wanted to posture this for
sure. So conversation rattled me. But I took Rattler as a positive thing, but I think we're on more of the fade Rattler after the Spencer Rattler did not cover this past weekend.
Shoot.
So that will be my first pick.
Was there a follow up with with the subject of what rattled you or the object rather?
No, there was not. It was quick and easy death.
Sounds like you didn't face the rattling appropriately. You resorted to a monetary gain when you should have resorted to an emotional risk.
Yeah, emotional leap of faith.
Yes.
No. yeah. No, I don't think so. No.
Okay. So we're just fading the Rattler.
So now we're fading the Rattler.
You must not have prepped much.
So you took that personally.
No, this is depth analysis.
Okay.
In depth. At the end there. So it's fade the Rattler, Seahawks -7.5.
It's a lot of points.
Wow, that is a lot of points.
I don't want to do this.
I'm a Seahawks believer, though.
Are we in 11th man stadium? Not talking Aggies.
12th man.
11 on the field.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that. My next play is another backup. Tyrod Taylor, Jets +6.5 versus the Bucs, in for a concuss. Justin Fields. Tyrod. He prefers Tyrod.
Kamala.
Yeah. Who is the Bijan Robinson? Have you heard that story, Tom?
Bijan?
So, mom named him Bijan.
Oh, okay.
Everyone called him Bijan. He was corrected by all the announcers, all the commentators, all the analysts were corrected by his mother. She said, it's Bijan. No more of this Bijan stuff. Bijan came back against his mom and said, I actually prefer Bijan.
Wow. It's his son versus
sniff, snap, snap. And so he's back to Bijan.
He's also injured, no?
No. Okay. More, probably the most dominant player in the whole league right now.
Am I thinking of someone that maybe has a similar sounding name?
Bijan.
Let me sound it out.
Homegrown Bijan Mustard. That's a pretty good fantasy name. Bijan Mustard.
Like that. I'm not sure who you'd be thinking about.
Yeah, it's injured.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But Tyrod Taylor plus 6.5.
Okay.
First bucks.
Okay. Pass it. I'm one.
Okay. For the listeners, of Marcus Mariota and Tyrod Taylor, they would be classified as grizzled vets. You know, some journeymen.
Yeah, sure.
Who's number two on my death chart that's a grizzled vet? Like if Dingle weren't number one. And are going to call in a backup.
You want me using actual names?
No. Yeah. I didn't know where you were going there.
I'm getting really exposed. There's a whole bright time. Who are you thinking of?
I don't know.
Did you fire off a couple of UOPs after Dingo hit you with that email?
No.
Well, who's on your dance card this week?
I'm driving to Oklahoma this week.
For a female?
No, to dove hunt.
For male,
for both gendered birds,
for an avian being,
yeah. I'm gonna do a little fishing, dove hunting.
Dingo did a big of a number on you.
Yeah,
you got to get in.
I am due west. I do go up near Texas.
I would think you.
It's a long drive.
Yeah, what are you looking at?
Nothing. You don't see a building for like 6 hours.
Well, hours wise. Did you say that?
7 hours.
Oh, yeah. That does not feel right.
To Oklahoma?
I mean, I've never been there.
Oklahoma, maybe?
You're driving like northern Oklahoma.
Yeah. That would be fun. What's going on there? Is it just a...
Still dove hunting and fishing.
Oh, the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it hasn't changed.
What's the Tinder profile look like over there?
What? No, not on the app.
They moved his Tinder location to Topeka. No, that's Kansas. No.
Quant's the app bro over here.
You're right. He's a,
I don't know about that.
A celebrity one.
Yeah, they heard I was cute, so they let me on.
Which one is that one, though? We need to pay like $1,000 a month for that, the one that you're on?
No, it's
not when you're a host of a prestigious podcast.
Yeah.
Wait, can I get a blue check mark for this?
I think they gave me a blue check mark for that.
They gave you one.
And then I was like,
you earned it?
I didn't really want it.
You have to get rated like by your dates. Like,
no.
Can we talk about how Jerry commandeered our social medias?
Yeah.
Oh, pretty much just social media singular. He took our Twitter. Uses it for his personal algorithm, and now has locked us out because he doesn't want to see his Twitter likes. What are you liking on Twitter,
Tom? Aren't Twitter likes public?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I tried to log in today.
I don't think we can get in. We've lost the password.
Oh, God.
So we're going to start a Not a Hobby 2 Twitter account. Everyone go follow.
Original Not a Hobby account.
I'm sure it'll do great.
Or like Epstein Files 2.0.
All right. Well, not an error.
Oh my God!
Being in the dangerous areas.
All right, whose turn is it?
I'll go.
Okay.
So over the past 5 days, NATO and I have bowled 14 games.
Eight
and six.
Correct. What's the record?
Oh, Q's got me.
Whoa!
Q's got
it
me.
It was all pretty tight.
Yeah.
We had an 8-game series that was decided by 9 pins.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Do y'all play against each other when you go, or are you playing your own ball?
We're rooting for each other.
Yeah, against, but definitely but rooting. I think
we genuinely like want the other person to do well.
I want, yeah, okay, for sure.
I also want to win, too.
Yeah.
We're competitors.
Okay.
But we're friends.
No, I want Q to do well.
Do you each give each other trophies participating?
No, like I'll hash it out now. It's a good open forum to do so. I know that if I walk out of this room and don't ask him who the better bowler was, he would say him.
I would say it's very close.
See, he would be diplomatic about it, but I need to get my record better.
So we go to DraftKings, soon to be sponsor.
He used my ball for the first 8 games.
Yeah. Well,
there should be an asterisk on that.
So then I decided it was time to upgrade from the Strike King. That's actually in Nashville. That's my old ball for those who don't know the Strike King.
Strike King in Nashville?
It's an ugly ball. Yeah, I just left it there. I don't know what I was thinking. I usually travel with it, but so I decided to get a new one for the first time in 12 years.
Yeah.
And guess what the name is?
The Imperialist.
Strike King.
No, it's not Strike King 2.0. It's the Forge.
The Forge.
Absolutely terrible color and look to it.
What boardroom is
that? I'm not getting it. You should. They're well worse. I've got the Wolverine. It's actually pretty sick.
Golly. How do you name a bull?
I think you drink a Monster Energy and then spin around and pick a comic book strip.
Okay.
But back to the pick. The Forge.
You tied your bowling ball into your pick?
Yeah. Okay. It's
taking a page out of
the logo. It's basically like Monster logo, like Monster Energy.
Mm-hmm.
It looks exactly
like everyone that's listening right now, stop what you're doing and Google the
Forge.
It's the what model?
Yeah.
Let me double check. I don't want to get it wrong.
Because it actually looks like a Monster Energy.
It's the Motive Steel Forge bowling ball.
Okay.
So if you just look it up on your phone.
What weight are y'all rolling?
15-2.
15.
Whoa.
Pumping iron.
Yeah, come on now.
I mean, it takes me a game to warm up. Like, first game is huge. The speed is.
Yeah, I love when we go to our home track because it shows the MPH up there. I'm not kidding. It takes him 13 frames to get up to cruising speed.
It is a slow start.
It's a slow. Are y'all hitting ice fast us? Are y'all recovering? Or are y'all just sore?
No. Friday.
I was Friday, I'm not sore today. I was sore Saturday and Sunday.
Friday between.
What did you get sore?
Everything.
Betwixt the two of us, we probably had 714 fluid ounces of Michelob Ultra Friday.
Yeah, we had a little bit.
8 games. I'm not kidding. Saturday was like the worst morning of my entire life.
We math it, Murray. What's 714 divided by 12?
Yeah, we don't need to get into numbers.
Betting on these things?
On our bowling app?
No. Well, we did have some good Friday night action going on where we could fade Colorado, which was nice.
Oh, yeah. And then we went back and we got some more beers.
Yeah.
2 weeks after we had the Kansas State game on.
That's just a normal Friday night.
Kind of left us out of the not a hobby group next. Wasn't even familiar.
Our last bowling excursion, our alma mater was there having tryouts. Whoa. New coach approached us and asked both of us to coach. So we might have a
not. What are y'all moving up in the ranks?
We might have a not a hobby patch on the MUS bowling sleeves this year.
Wait. Look at y'all taking steps in line.
Wait, I missed something?
No.
No, you're just killing it, man. Oh,
fuck. All right, next.
So that was – Forge logo looks like a Titan. So Titans, what was that line?
Yeah.
Plus 4.5 against the Colts.
So you're using the big Titans?
Yeah, because – I know the Forge is really not a looker, but it plays. So
it's an ugly team, but it'll play.
Yeah, kind of like the Titans or been an ugly team.
They're
0-2 against the spread.
We didn't bring it full circle.
That's 0-2 outright. So
people think you're just a numbers guy. You're pretty good on with your words.
ones and zeros, dude.
I don't like the superiority complex that he's pulling over here. This guy, just wait. We're coming for your ass.
This is all very playful in my eyes.
All right, my next backup, Mac Jones and the 49ers are -1.5 against the Cardinals.
Mac Jones is a 49er?
Yeah.
Brock Purdy's
Kevin Durant is a Warrior?
It's definitely not like that.
He played in week two.
For the Niners?
And won.
What?
Yeah. His post-game interview was so...
Him and Brock do look alike, so it'd be easy to not realize it was Mac Jones.
I just thought he was East Coast, man.
He got bullied in high school.
MJ?
Mac Jones.
No, he's too big. Too big and fat.
Had to have.
Too big and lean. Sorry. How do you get there? Just you like that
the one? Backup.
The backup.
Oh.
Backup training.
I'm on all backups.
All backups?
After Dingle.
After Dingle, I got to go to the backup.
Can you tell us more about who you were actually – I thought you were talking about. You want to tell
No, us? I just figured you like prying, so I was trying to get ahead of it. And I was just going to, like, give you a layup.
Sure, get ahead.
And it actually worked. It was a good counter-strike.
Take initiative.
Because I put it on a tee for you. You didn't know what to do with it.
What did Timothy say last week? Nothing changes unless something changes?
Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm.
What changed this week?
This week?
Yeah.
Well, last week it was me sending an email.
Sounds like the last week thing.
This week, what changed? Oh, gosh. Nothing.
What will change?
What in, like, my love life?
Sure.
I don't know. Nothing. I'm going to be fishing.
What about in your house maintenance life?
House maintenance life?
Yeah.
Bought a new HVAC.
Yeah. That changed.
Oh, that's where...
I
can't find a dingle anymore. Yeah.
Oh, you lost.
That's where all my winnings went.
Shoot. HVAC?
HVAC.
Most corrupt system in the game.
It is. A 5-ton unit out there. Coolest tiny little house.
5-ton?
Yeah.
5-ton unit. All right.
I got one more.
Yeah, one more.
I got one more as well.
So, kind of to bring it semi full circle, after the Dingle, you know, the South Carolina Gamecocks receiver and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So Vandy destroys South Carolina on Saturday. You can see now the number 20 Vanderbilt Commodores play Georgia State. But South Carolina, who's the closest NFL team to South Carolina? Columbia.
Panthers. Gotta be. Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, I think
look at me.
You're probably right. But I just I went Jacksonville. So.
South Carolina's pretty dumb. Dude, it's got to be Charlotte.
It's Charlotte.
It has to be Charlotte. Charlotte's like in South Carolina.
We're on beyond.
Charlotte's like 10 minutes from South Carolina.
Where is Columbus? It's Central North. Yeah.
It's Charlotte.
Let me see if this affects my my logic here. It does. So we're going to go with it's Jacksonville.
Okay. It's Jacksonville?
Because Jacksonville did not cover, and South Carolina got crushed. This is I don't like the feeling of this.
Wait, I'm confused. Is Jacksonville closer?
Yeah, we're gonna say it is.
Okay.
Jacksonville's closest to Columbia, South Carolina, and they did not cover last week. And this week, Georgia State.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know where that is?
Georgia.
A town or city?
It's like Fullerton.
No, it's in Atlanta. Atlanta, Georgia.
You're 6 months old.
Yeah, all beers expired. You buy it expired.
So Georgia State's in Atlanta. So you would think Fade Falcons.
Okay. No, I wouldn't. But
guess who Georgia State's guess who the Falcons play.
Because the Bulldogs won.
Guess who the Falcons play.
Who do the Falcons play?
The Panthers.
Whoa.
Georgia State Panthers.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay.
No, that's the dilemma.
Okay.
I need some help figuring out. Who to take here?
Let's just go to mine, and then I'll let you try and sift through that okay. Jambalaya over there. So my last and final backup game, really good backup game. Y'all ready for this? Backup v. backup.
Wow. Have those cancel out?
No, they try not to play each other. We're going to take the over.
Ooh, I like that.
Jake Browning's Bengals versus Carson Wentz's Vikings.
Man.
But you know,
Super Bowl winning Carson Wentz.
No, Nick Foles won that Super Bowl for him.
Oh, you're right.
And you know how they delay game time sometimes? So, like, if there's a really good noon game, they'll flex it to the afternoon. You really don't know until week of.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's kind of like if there's a really good matchup later.
Never heard of it.
It's flexing a game.
Okay.
I saw this matchup on Twitter of Jake Browning versus Carson Wentz, and top comments This has got a quote tweeted that man flexes this to 4 a.m.
I'd probably wake up and watch it.
I'd be out there grinding.
What was his handle?
We're at Slim Too Funny.
Never heard of him.
Over 41 and a half points.
Love it. Okay. Your picks.
Thank you. Thank you. So backup week. I need to find the backup.
Backup week.
But we're there. Dingle didn't work. We're on to the backup. Well, and backups have won.
Dingle could be a long play. Yeah. What do we think about a follow-up email?
Yeah, you wanted to go for the Hail Mary, but I think you got to hit him with a dink and dump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 5 yards at a time.
Yeah, I lined up for the Hail Mary, and she went prevent all 11 in the
end. Yeah.
She didn't have a single down.
Well, let's lateral our way into the red zone.
Yeah, I called a timeout and went drawing up a new play. Like a little hook and ladder.
Yeah, let's hit the hook and ladder, get out of bounds, yeah. Next play.
Get into the red zone. Get into the strike zone.
How much time's on the clock?
All right, now I've decided that I'm taking against the Panthers. So I'll be on the Falcons.
It's clear as mud.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun play.
So that's the
questions about the doors. Are we going to get Diego back on for season 2?
We're in discussions with him.
We do have boosters that can help
maybe
us.
We'll get Theo on too. Him and Diego.
Are mm-hmm. Diego they on. Are boys now. Who mm-hmm. would we contact? Aren't his brothers in jail?
Diego's?
They're on bail.
They're out.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got a window.
Mm-hmm. His agent, you mean?
But his agent is not his brother. His agent was Fluff.
Who was the guy we were texting?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to use his government name.
No, don't do that.
That's, no.
He's a recurring guest.
That's,
no.
Wait, so I thought I was texting his cousin.
It's a family affair. Okay, okay. You know, you're my cousin too.
Okay, facts. So, yeah, we'll get Diego back on. We got to give him. I think now that's when we spill the beans about the giveaway.
Right now?
I mean, we can't post a poll.
We do another hint. You have another hint?
Doesn't matter until you release our Twitter.
I mean, I guess I'll try and reset the password and get access. All 20 of our
Epstein files. Over
I can probably attempt something too. It might have it somewhere.
Okay. Who started it?
I think I started it.
That's on his old phone.
All right, let me give you.
Yeah,
we're kind of running up to our 30.
We can go longer. My feedback from last app was great app, go longer.
No. No more than 30.
But they can always turn it off, you know?
I don't want them to resort to that. I turn off PMP now because it's doing it did 3 hours.
We've also been listening to it for 14 years.
Turn it off. Enough way.
Maybe. Oh, for ours?
Thank you for that, analytics. Okay, yeah.
So they only listen to Hayden talk about getting struck out from Dingle. No one ever talked about Dingle as much as this podcast.
How many people from Dingle?
We need a Dingletonian.
Yes, wait.
What's our international?
Let's find someone here from Dingle and bring them on.
Well, you know, we do have a person. We use.
Should I follow up and ask her to come on the pod?
Yes, I think we follow up. Wow. That would go nuclear.
Have her zoom in. Yo, all right. Once she zooms in, I want from a non-biased perspective, I want everyone here to just give me props. Or not props. Just give me reassurance on the accent was like a shoe-in for me to dig the card out of the fishbowl.
We can go ahead and preemptively give that to you. That would be cool.
I mean, Memphis, Tennessee, you're not expecting Dingle to come in.
I think there's a bigger Irish conglomerate here than you would expect. But
have you been to what's that Irish place in Midtown?
Celtic.
Yeah.
The car.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Fell asleep at the wheel. All right. So my pick, National Guard's coming to Memphis.
I was literally just thinking about that.
They are.
National Guard's coming to Memphis. People correct. Love to just pick. Oh man, they're coming. Blah blah blah. Look at DC. That place is pristine. Look at LA, pristine. You know who was there? National Guard. My pick doesn't have anything to do with that, but it. Guess what? The name of the task force that is coming.
No idea.
It's not very fun. Memphis Safe Task Force.
Okay.
No creativity. just not a lot of heart, not a lot of energy put into that title. MSTF.
Okay.
Monday Night Football.
MSTF. Is this an acronym?
Britches.
Is this an acronym?
Microsoft.
Yes. Exactly. Thank you, Q. So we are going to go.
The crazy pull, if that's what
you're doing. Double unit Seattle. Guess what? For our white collar listeners.
You're getting real liberal with the units out
quiet
here.
Quiet, you. For our white collar listeners, we're doing a 10 unit call option on Microsoft to expire this time next week.
There's none that expire midweek, but we can get a Friday.
We're going to get a Friday. Microsoft call options starting now, the moment it went into your ear, expiring Friday.
What strike are we looking at?
I think we're somewhere in the 5, maybe 12 space.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the number? I actually don't know what the share price is.
It's going to be way higher than that, I think. 5.11?
Okay. We're looking at – yeah.
We're starting at 5.12. Yeah, we'll go 5. Let's go 5.20.
All right, 5.20. Next week we're at 5.20. So Seattle combined with a white collar call option play. I think it's the first of its kind. We're going to parlay that.
Yeah,
Warren Buffet honestly, out here.
Robin Hood's kind of getting into some
– something this, play
this, they call it event contracts. They call it they don't want to use the term betting. They want to use event contract. Mm-hmm. But they'll put a game and be like, oh, Falcons, Panthers, the outcome, who will win, call it an event contract instead of a bet. And there's, so they're getting into the sports betting space as well.
I was talking options with you.
I was just looking at my helmets up there. I haven't taken down my Super Bowl decorations from last year when the Chiefs played the Eagles.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to episode 3, our second live episode. Any update for the sweepstakes? We do want to talk. Hayden gave a hint last week. You want to give a hint this week?
About the
I don't know what the sweepstakes are, so I'm not going to be able to give a good hint.
It's a surprise. We haven't actually gotten into
the prize for what we're giving away to
Hayden,
the best.
Take it away. Listener. He'll get next week.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for tuning in. Baby rockin' it, quit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.